There comes a day in the life of every big sister when it's simply no longer suitable to share a bedroom with your toad of a little brother. For Odessa Greenlight, that day was a Tuesday. They'd only been living in the new house a few months. Odessa and Oliver shared a room, like they had in the old house, and like they did in Dad's apartment. This new house, of which Odessa was not particularly fond, had one redeeming feature that the old house she missed so much did not. It had an attic. From the first time the landlady gave them the tour, with someone else's scribbles on the kitchen wall and someone else's stickers stuck to the dryer that had dried someone else's clothes, and the narrow wooden staircase scuffed from someone else's shoes, Odessa had her eye on that attic. "You'll love it here," the old lady barked at Odessa, as if this were an order and not a wish. Odessa doubted very much that she would love it there, but she did think that she might love living in the attic, a full flight of stairs removed from Oliver. She asked, but of course her mother said no. If there was one thing Odessa could count on, it was Mom saying no to the things Odessa wanted most. So a few months back, on move-in day, a day Mom tried to make cheery by blasting old-fashioned music and singing into a broom handle, Odessa unpacked her stuff into one half of a too small bedroom, while Oliver the Toad unpacked into the other. And each day since, or at least every weeknight and every other weekend, which were the nights she spent at her mother's, Odessa had begged to move into that attic. But it hadn't worked. Begging rarely did. She'd also tried cajoling, bamboozling, and hoodwinking. "Not a chance," Mom said. Sometimes, however, victory is found in unlikely places. Oliver discovered the field mouse that delivered this victory in the backyard. Oliver didn't seem to know how to get along with real live people. His terrible shyness got in the way. But there was no denying, he had a way with rodents. It was a Tuesday, which meant the next day was a Wednesday, word study day, and Odessa had set her mind to moving into word group N, which required some studying. The fourth grade class was divided into word groups L, M, and N, and although Mr. Rausch chose letters from smack dab in the middle of the alphabet, Odessa knew that as an M, she was only a second-level word study student. Smack dab in the middle. Odessa loved words, and she always tried her best to use the ones that other people too often ignored. But loving words and knowing how to spell them were two different things, and Odessa knew she would never make the move to Group N without mastering the illogical rules of spelling, which was nearly impossible to do with Oliver crashing around her too small room. So she told him to get lost, not having any idea that this would lead him to their new backyard, where he'd find a field mouse sniffing around a chew toy that someone else's dog had left in the grass. Nor did she guess that Oliver would sing softly to this mouse until it wandered into his outstretched palm, at which point he would carry it into their bedroom and drop it down the back of Odessa's pink t-shirt with the turquoise stripes. Well, Odessa did what any reasonable person would do. She shrieked, ran to find her mother in the kitchen, and threatened to sue in a court of law if she couldn't move into the attic. From her mother's lips sprang these three beautiful words, "I give up." And so Odessa found herself tucked in bed by 7:45 that Tuesday night under the quilt Mom pulled from one of the attic's boxes, a quilt sewn as a gift for the darling baby Oliver, who had grown up to be a pesky toad. Odessa had been sleeping in the attic for exactly 3 nights before it happened.